Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier.
Live from Ukraine now, the editor of Ukrainian Freedom News, Joseph Lindsley. What's this song we're listening to, Joseph?
Hey, Bob, it's a song called Ya Soldat, I'm a Soldier, by the band Piatnetsa, which means Friday. Also a pun on the word drinking. Friday and drinking go together, I guess. And this band is from the city of Kharkiv, which is about 20 miles from Russia. And the city's taken a lot of bombardments. It's an interesting song because in the lyrics, there's some Russian, there's some Ukrainian, and there's some English. And it's been a popular song before the war, but obviously now it resonates much more. And in the way that song brings together these different languages, I was thinking about that. I just arrived this morning. I'm in Lviv, back at the news bunker. I took the overnight train about 18 hours from Dnipro. And as I passed through the countryside, it was hard. You can't really, they cover up the windows pretty much, so you really can't see, but I can remember what it looks like. And it was to observe the differences between the east and the west of Ukraine. The west is hilly and mountainous villages. There's castles and churches everywhere. The churches all have three domes, and they look like little ships on the horizon. Whereas the east is steppes, more fields, more like Illinois and Iowa. And instead of churches and castles, you see factories and grain silos. And then there's a lot of cultural differences. The West is Greek Catholic, which is connected to Rome, but Eastern in style. The East is Orthodox. In the West, they speak Ukrainian. In the East, they speak Russian, although since February 24th, people are trying to speak Ukrainian. And in the West, people see the West as the more fiercely patriotic part. But the East is actually the heartland of Ukraine's democratic traditions, going back to the Cossacks centuries ago. And because of that, Moscow for centuries was pounding the East. Places like Kharkiv, where that music comes from, places like Dnipro, where I just visited. And that's why the language sort of disappeared. Nope. Because it was taken away by the Russians. And now we see a resurgence of culture from East to West.
Interesting. Talking about patriotism, we're going to give away another one of those authentic Ukrainian flags, courtesy WGN Flag Company, to the seventh caller right now, 312-981-7200. U.S. officials say a trio of assassination attempts targeting pro-Russian officials over the past couple of weeks suggests a burgeoning resistance movement against pro-Russian authorities occupying parts of southern Ukraine. What do you make of this report, Joseph?
Yeah, we've heard some reports in the region of Kherson, which is on the Black Sea. It's one of the most abundant parts of Ukraine. The produce is incredible from there. That place has been, most of that region has been occupied since March. And there's a lot of questions that Ukrainians are still asking about. Why did the main city in that region, Kherson, why did that city fall so quickly in the early days of the war? And there's a lot of concern that maybe people in the military there and in the regional government might have taken some money from Russia and might have been Russian operatives. But nevertheless, there are many stories, and it is hard to get good information from there, but there are many stories of fierce Ukrainian resistance. And for example, trying to assassinate and target Russian officials. Russians have been trying to get teachers and doctors to sign oaths of allegiance to take Russian passports in that region. And I can't imagine how difficult the life is there. When I was in Nikopol, that city across the river from the Russian occupied land, you can hear sometimes the shelling there from Kherson. And we saw smoke across the water in the occupied land. And my military sources who were with us said that that was Ukrainian resistance activity. So we know that the resistance is continuing in those regions. We just don't know quite how strong it is right now.
Well, strong support from the Midwest continues. Let me share this text with you that says, tell Joseph that in Wheaton, a concert last night included the Ukrainian national anthem, and we all stood. That's nice to hear, isn't it?
That's beautiful to hear. That's amazing. Yes. Wow.
And this, go ahead, Joseph.
No, go ahead. Sorry, that makes me feel quite good to hear that.
It's a holiday weekend here, and you know, I was thinking about you, and as we enjoy what we do with parades and fireworks, barbecues, and so forth around here, you know, I was wondering, you know, if you ever get a break. I know you're reporting and you're delivering much needed supplies and doing a lot of important work there. You've described over the weeks here the cafes and how there is some normal life that still manages to go on. When you talk about the parks and cobblestone streets, I think, well, does Joseph like get to enjoy any of that? I mean, you're a good-looking young guy. Do you go out on a date ever?
The first weeks and months of the war, it was extremely intense, so there was no time for anything. And for example, when it comes to dating, you don't know if, you know, there's Russian. There are a lot of new girls showed up who were Russian spies. We thought in the early weeks of it. But now life is getting to be normal. And in fact, that's why I came back to Lviv. I had but my friends here said I think they could tell I probably needed a break from being in the East. And they said come back to Lviv. And so I do hope to get up to. I don't want to average. Of course, you can't say where I'm going next, but I need to get to the mountains. And so I plan to go with some friends to have a small break and to enjoy these summer days. And you know, a lot of Ukrainians have been talking about that, especially now in the summertime. People feel guilty about taking a break, but they realize you have to in order to keep going. You have to do that. And look, there was yesterday, the Russians attacked a beach resort on the Black Sea, just outside of Odessa. And I think right now we think 19 people were killed. So there were people that were trying to take a break, and they went to the beach, a quiet, small town. You think you'd be safe there, and they weren't. So there's always a risk. But you can't be... As an American said to me the other day, who, you know, people are getting worn out, and he says, if we let ourselves get worn out, then the enemy wins. And so, mm-hmm. Yes, that's why I'm back in Lviv for a small break.
Yeah, you need it. Everybody needs it. So I trust there in the news bunker, you have decent living quarters.
Yeah, well, I said, after the war, I'll have to tell you all the details about the news bunker. But
okay, I can't wait to find out.
Not
more.
Until after victory.
Yeah, of course. Security is number one. Let's say thanks and congratulations to Mary for calling in from the north side. She gets the Ukrainian flag from us this morning.
Mary, congratulations. Thank you. And yes, we'll keep going in this. And that's you know, the Ukrainian flag, the colors of the flag reflect the colors of the country, because as you're out in the middle, as I can see from the train, it's a yellow fields and a blue sky. And so that's when you see that flag, realize that is sort of that's the color and the abundance of this land.
We so appreciate your fascinating reports and you enlighten us. Joseph, I hope you have a safe weekend.
Thank you, Bob. You too.